Welcome to the How to Be a Happier Feminist Challenge. I think this is such an important topic for us on a personal and a political level, because society programs our brains to alienate women from their own happiness. And today and this week, we're going to be learning about two different kinds of happiness and how society blocks us from accessing them and how we can get back in touch with them and ourselves. The first kind of happiness is the feeling of happiness, the emotion in your body. That is just a set of physical sensations in your body. For some people, it might feel warm. For some people, it might feel kind of expansive, like your heart is growing. For some people, it might be like an all-body tingle of pleasure. But happiness as an emotion and as a set of physical sensations in your body has a lot to do with the ability to experience pleasure and the ability to rest and relax and have your nervous system be calm enough to actually experience pleasure. And these are things that are really hard for women because society has socialized us to believe that we should always be productive, we should always be taking care of other people, we don't deserve to rest or relax, we're always doing it wrong, we're always behind, we're always in trouble somewhere, somehow. And we've been programmed to see pleasure as something that we have to earn or deserve, or something that's even kind of suspect. That means we maybe are doing something wrong or aren't a good person if we prioritize it and care about it. That's a very effective way to alienate women from their own bodies and to cut us off from the physical experiences that would tell us if we like something or don't, because society depends on women suppressing their own experience, not caring about their own pleasure, not resting, not relaxing in order to make the most out of our labor for other people. Society teaches women to think in a way that blocks them from experiencing happiness in their own body. The second kind of happiness is really a bigger picture form, and it's a little confusing that we use the same word for them because they're really very different. But the second form of happiness is the idea of kind of overall satisfaction or contentment or fulfillment with something big picture. It's the way we talk about, am I happy in this career? Am I happy in this relationship? Am I happy with my body? Am I happy living in this city? Right? That is actually a totally separate thing from that temporary feeling of pleasure and fulfillment and kind of happiness in the body. This is really using the word happiness to mean, am I living the life that I want? And this is also something that society tells women not to think about and worry about. Society tells women that fulfillment and contentment and satisfaction don't come from living the lives we want, but rather from conforming to social expectations and trying to live up to impossible social standards. That if we just are thin enough and look young enough and attractive enough and groomed enough and are the perfect wife and the perfect mother and also successful in our careers, but not too successful in a way that bothers anyone and keep everyone happy with us at all times and also have a house that looks like an interior decorator catalog, then maybe we will be satisfied, content, and fulfilled. But that's not where those feelings come from. That kind of bigger picture happiness has to do with your own thoughts and feelings about your life in a bigger way. And women are socialized not to ask themselves those questions. So this week, we are going to be working on how to begin to access both of those kinds of happiness better, using cognitive strategies to change the way we're thinking and small daily assignments and exercises that will help you tap into one or both of those kinds of happiness. Here's what I want you to do for today. All you need to do today is pay attention to any time that you are feeling happy and notice, what does that feeling feel like in your body? Really try to describe it, even take some notes. You can share them in the Facebook group or even on our next call. What does it feel like to be happy in your physical sense of an emotion in your body? And if you are thinking about your life in that bigger picture sense of happiness, what do you think are the things that make you feel satisfied or content or fulfilled in that bigger picture? We're just going to spend today trying to get to know ourselves a little bit better, get a little more in touch with what happiness is and what it means. But for sure, pay attention to how your body feels throughout the day and check in with yourself anytime you think you might be happy and see what that feels like. We're going to want to learn how to tap into that in our bodies because our body is what's going to tell us whether we are experiencing really either of those kinds of happiness throughout this week.